You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we are back with Michelle. Michelle went to North Miami Beach Senior High a long time after I did, for sure. Now, Michelle, wow, you got yourself all ready for this, and we're on radio. I can imagine what you'd be like if you were on TV. Now, Michelle, tell everybody what you do here at Casa Armani. You can finish your swig. It's okay.
I am the Vice President of Sales for Residences by Armani Casa and also Porsche Design Towers, and I do the sales here for the developer for Desert Development.
Well, that's awesome, and you've got some great experience. You've worked with some of the top developers in town besides Gil, right? You know, we got Carlos watching on right there on Facebook. Say hey to Carlos.
Hi, Carlos. How are you? Yes, I work with Related Group for probably more than 16 years before I had the privilege of working with Mr. Gil Deser and his team. So, yes, we go back way back with Related Group.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in the market. You're here, you're selling condos every day. People still coming in? People still buying condos, putting them under contract? What's going on?
We actually are, Jim. It's a very good question, and especially in this market right now. But what we are seeing is we have a lot of opportunity. So we have some buyers that are very strong buyers coming in, and they're taking advantage of the opportunities right now that are in front of them.
So let's say that I'm a local. Are locals coming in? Maybe a doctor works at Aventura Hospital, wants to have a really nice place on the beach. He's extraordinarily successful. Is that sort of the profile, or are we still seeing people from overseas? And how about people from our historic pipeline in the Northeast?
We definitely have the Northeast, and we do have a local clientele that is coming in, of course, that lives in the Sunny Isles, Aventura area. Of course, they are upgrading their current residences that they have now. Let's say if it's in Aquilina or Jade, and they want to have something newer. And we do have the foreign markets, and we have been seeing a lot of clientele from Russia lately.
Wow, that's really interesting. So this is Sunny Isles. I'm not really surprised about a lot of Russians coming here, but also Ukrainians, I'm sure, which aren't Russians, and you got to be careful about that. Now, what other nationalities are you seeing? Really, I want to get into this. How about the U.S. buyers? Are they coming back local and from up in New York, New Jersey, stuff like that?
We have some clients right now that are coming in from New York. As a matter of fact, that you're speaking about that. New York has a lot of times looked at South Beach, and they're tending to come now more to the Sunny Isles area because there's a lot of growth here. There's a lot of things that are going on, including our developer is building across the street some nice commercial space, restaurants and shops and marinas are coming to play. So we are seeing a variety of clientele coming from all over the world, international still, and we do have the Northeast, we do have the U.S. still coming in, and they are a little bit stronger than they were before.
So let me ask you this one now. You talked a little bit about what's going on the other side of Collins Avenue. Gil's got a beautiful piece there. Is he going to be interconnecting that with the bay, or are you going to be able to work with the bay off of that piece?
He is going to be doing something. He hasn't quite disclose that yet for everything that he's doing. You'll have to ask him that, but it is very exciting, and we're definitely excited about the marina that he's going to be working on. There's obviously a new Publix coming into play right across the street from the Porsche Design Tower, and Armani will have advantages for that as well, and some more shops and restaurants, commercial, and there should be a condo building as well, but I'm not sure of the details on the condo building.
Well, I just think it's really exciting what's going on here. The units are terrific. The move-ups from the last generation. Oh, you want to talk? Go ahead.
I just would like to know, are you buying one tonight?
Well, it depends on the deposit structure that's required.
We will be very creative with you, Jim.
Oh, then mark me down. I'm definitely into it. You know, I grew up here. I played pinball at Nathan's, used to drive around in there like back in the old days. So this is a place that really has a lot of meaning to me. I really love coming out here. I knew Irving Miller, who built the first motels out here, was really cool. He told me that he used to do them because they were ways to defer taxes and stuff. So I guess those are gone, and now we're getting into the next thing. Now we're building this real estate, and the real estate, instead of something that defers taxes on, is becoming like a safe deposit box for people.
Absolutely. I my developer had told me, which you actually know him from the past, Tom Daly, who worked with Related Group.
Hello, Tom.
He always told me, Michelle, you only make money when you buy something. You don't make money when you sell.
Very sage advice. You want to do some commercials with me? That was really right on target. That's exactly right. You make your money when you buy the property, not when you sell the property. And so getting in on the ground floor, getting a good price, when people say the magic words, buyer's market, ears should pop up. Now it seems to me, now is the time for the person that's a local resident or the person that's got one unit to come in and get another. Now, what's Sunny Isles' opinion on the short-term rentals, and will people be able to do short-term rentals in these buildings?
Well, that's an interesting question, but that all depends, Jim, on the building. For example, each building has their own requirements as far as how short-term they will allow. A lot of the towers do not want to have monthly rentals because then you get it's more transient and you want to have a more crowd that's actually going to be living there and using the residences. But we do have something very creative at Armani regarding the rental. And you are allowed to rent usually a couple of times a year, which makes it very easy for the clients who are not living here all year round to rent out the property. And we are seeing some very high rents right now in the Sunny Isles Beach area.
No, it's really exciting. I'm very excited about that. And the ability to do some shorter term rentals will help some people. But I got to believe your buyers really aren't looking for the income that a short term rental would provide. I think that they're really looking for the cachet of living in such a beautiful building that's developed by one of South Florida's premier developers.
They are. This is a fabulous building that Related Group and Gil Deser have put together with the team, of course. Giorgio Armani is by far an excellent designer, and he's been an icon for years. And actually, this is the first residential in the U.S. We're very proud to have it in Miami here in Sunny Isles. And it's really it's going to be a statement when it's delivered in 2019. And I think the clients need to get in now while we still have available units. We are currently on the 11th floor of construction. So now is the time to put your deposit down and get a residence here.
Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait to put my hard hat on. I got to walk through the Porsche Design Tower when that was under construction. How's that going?
How did you like that?
I loved it. I thought it was absolutely awesome. How's the elevator work? I actually had somebody ask me how the parking and elevator was working today. They wanted me to ask that question.
It is working wonderful. In fact, if you like going up in an elevator at 800 feet per minute, then you can actually come to our penthouse in about 30 or 40 seconds.
Wow, it sounds like an amusement ride. That's really, really cool. I can't wait. You're going to be able to give me a tour of that?
Absolutely. I'll do that for you anytime you want. Just let me know.
Oh, I'm coming back next week for the tour of the Porsche Design Center. So what I want to do now is I'm going to kick it back to Regan. We're going to go to break. Michelle is going to go look for Gil. If Gil's not here, Michelle, you're going to do a second segment. What do you think about that?
That's great. Depends on what are you going to ask me next, Jim?
I promise I won't ask you anything that has to do with your day as a North Miami Beach Charger, but I will ask you about the rest of this market. I will ask you about what the brokers are looking for and what changes you made based on what some of the brokers gave you for input. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to toss it back to Regan. Right now we're going to go break, and then we'll come back real soon. So, Regan, it's all yours. Play me some rock and roll, bro.
Get your motor.